First, Governor Tony Evers is out with a new plan to take on youth vaping here in Wisconsin. The move steps up enforcement of regulations already on the books, and it calls for some new legislative fixes, like a ban on vaping and e-cigarettes on school campuses. Lauren Weber is the Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News based out of St. Louis. She's joining us today from Washington, D.C. Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get into specifics of the Wisconsin plan, is this something we're seeing from state to state and at the federal level trying to figure out what we're doing about e-cigarettes?
You know, this is something we're seeing at the federal level. They've actually banned, obviously, all nicotine and vaping products for those under 21. And they've banned flavored products unless they are opened case type of distribution. But, you know, state by state, there's been a lot of legislative action, like the governor is suggesting, to curb youth vaping. Because there's kind of two crises at hand here. You've got an absolute explosion of folks that are under the age of 21 using these vaping products. And you've also got, obviously, the vaping illnesses that are called EVALI by the CDC that have sickened and killed many people across the U.S. in kind of a separate crisis. And so both of those have combined to a lot of legislative momentum around for different governors in different states around hoping to stop both with one kind of stone, so to speak.
And part of Evers' plan is to bolster existing enforcement, and he wants to expand enforcement capabilities for state agencies. And as I understand it, you know, this federal ban on under 21 smoking and vaping, that's all well and good, but the federal, you know, the FBI is not going to come and enforce these vaping and cigarette laws. It's going to come down to the states, right?
It is going to come down to the states. And I guess my question is, you know, while, look, no one wants the youth to be vaping in any way, shape, or form, you don't want kids addicted to nicotine. And I think it's great to be working on getting these products out of the hands of kids. I'm not sure that they aren't already trying to do that. You talk to most middle school kids, middle school kid principals, they all have these boxes called vaping boxes, which is all the, you know, illicit materials they've confiscated over the years. And just because now it's illegal, you know, until you're 21 doesn't mean that they're not still going to be able to get their hands on it. So I am curious to see what he's looking to do, and I applaud movement to make more of an effort on it, but I also, I'm not sure how much of a dent it's going to make. I think a public relations campaign, which I believe is part of his plan, mm-hmm. and some messaging that really gets at kids and teens to say, you know, look, this is not cool. Here are the potential side effects. Here's why this is a problem, is hopefully also a good route. Because, I mean, look, you know, alcohol has been banned for kids under the age of 21 for quite some time, and it's not like that's made a huge difference either. So I, you know, we'll see.
Has the vaping industry pushed back against rules that are targeting youth vaping, either in states or at the federal level?
The vaping industry's hands are somewhat tied on that because they have said publicly that they would like to curtail youth vaping. And, you know, if you'll remember back in the fall, Juul got rid of its flavors voluntarily, actually, before they were banned. So the vaping industry cannot come out and say that they want kids to be vaping because they're currently also embroiled in a lot of lawsuits saying that they did not specifically advertise to kids. So they cannot publicly say that. Will this take away some of their client base if this is successful? Yes, but theoretically they cannot actively advertise to kids under 21, nor have they in their minds been doing so. There's a lot of litigation around that right now.
Talking to Lauren Weber, Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News based in St. Louis. We're looking at new rules on vaping proposed by Governor Evers, probably be a part of his State of the State address later this week. He's looking to cooperate with the legislature on that. Also, what's going on at the federal level with kind of a changing target on banning certain e-cigarette flavors. Now, what have we seen? It seems like from the Trump administration, there's been a little bit of a shifting type of talk on what they were going to do up to this partial e-cigarette or flavored e-cigarette ban. Can you talk about the evolution of that?
Absolutely. And Wisconsin is somewhat of a battleground state for it as well, as you have a senator who is pro-vaping in Ron Johnson. So here, at the end of the day, here's what happened. Donald Trump thought or was told by some of his advisors that it'd be great to ban vaping because here's the deal. You know, a bunch of kids are vaping. Theoretically, the suburban moms would love it if he bans it. What became apparent, and I've done some reporting on, is that there is a massive constituent of people that feel very strongly about having the right to vape. A lot of them are non-smokers. They feel like it saved their lives. They think it's a smoking cessation tool. They really feel strongly about it. There's also a huge industry around vape shops. And so the president this past Friday was reported by both the New York Times and Axios, got rather irritated on a phone call and may have used some expletives with his Health and Human Services Secretary, Azar, about just wading into the vaping issue at all. Because what ended up happening is he somewhat walked back what he originally said he would do. And I don't necessarily think, according to the reporting, that he has an issue with what his eventual ban and raising the age to 21 ended up all being. I think he just has an issue with being associated with it at all. Because essentially, no one's really happy. Because the public health folks wish that he had banned vaping altogether, all flavors, you know, menthol still in there. And the open containers are also still in there. And the folks that are pro-vaping are mad that he banned anything at all. So I think he regrets wading into it as he feels like, according to the reporting, that it's been a bit of a hot-button issue.
Now, also at the federal level, we saw some changes from the CDC on its warnings about vaping. And this was partly linked to the dangerous, what turned out to be illicit bootleg, often THC products. What did we see change from the CDC?
So what the CDC did on Friday is they had a mass warning, just no one should vape, period, you know, full stop, as these Ebola cases, which are the vaping-related lonely illness cases, kept popping up. What they've altered that now to say is that, you know, kids, pregnant women, and those that are sick should not vape. And no one should be vaping THC cartridges that they don't know where they came from. Why that is that they've discovered that out of the vaping illnesses, about, you know, somewhat over 85-86% of them are linked to adulterated THC cartridges, which are basically, it's when you're vaping a type of marijuana, but you're buying it on the black market, and it's been cut with something called vitamin E acetate, which is an oil. And that's what causes, at least they think, that's the running theory for now, a lot of these lung injuries. And so they altered their recommendation because they no longer, at least what that implies, is that they no longer see this as a vaping as a whole issue. Although they don't think kids should be vaping, they see it as, and people that don't use nicotine should be vaping, but they see it as a vaping, what's causing these vaping illnesses is the THC adulterated cartridges. So it's adjusting to account for that. Because I think what we've seen is, like I said at the beginning, you have two separate crises that have been very much conflated over the last couple of months. And I think they're trying to separate them out a little bit more than they necessarily did at the beginning.
Right. That seems like it is complicating the issue, the two separate issues, as you mentioned, kids vaping anything we don't want. And the disease, the lung illness that appears to be caused by these bootleg vaping products as a separate issue. And they really rolled together there for a while.
Absolutely. And that's what's aggravated a lot of people on both sides. I mean, they've been very frustrated that they've kind of been conflated. Look, at the end of the day, nobody wants their kid vaping. You don't want to be addicted to nicotine. It's not something you want your kid doing. And so it makes sense that when there was a vaping crisis where they didn't know what was causing these lung injuries, that they would come out and say no one should be vaping because they didn't know what was causing it. And I think what this is now is an adjustment for the fact that they really do have data that shows it's related to THC and that they feel comfortable now kind of separating that a bit more.
And Lauren, in our last minute or so, what are you watching for next in these in the story of e-cigarettes and vaping regulation?
I think it's really going to be interesting to see how this plays out in all the states. I mean, it seems that there's a lot of momentum behind, you know, getting kids off of vaping, but there are, like I said, there's a lot of momentum on the other side. I mean, if you log onto Twitter and Google hashtag We Vape, We Vote, you see a lot of people really riled up about the issue. You've seen crowds both at the White House and different state legislative steps protesting. I think we're going to see some finding about this in the years to come.
Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Lauren Weber, Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News. She was with us today to talk about a new plan from Governor Evers to combat youth vaping here in Wisconsin and the latest on national efforts to ban certain flavored e-cigarettes and the ongoing efforts to keep kids from vaping and to get a handle on a lung illness caused largely, it looks like, by illicit bootleg e-cigarette products.